This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today is Larry Howell. Larry will be speaking with us about Leslie Riddle. The Carolina Theater in downtown Spruce Pine will be hosting a tribute to Leslie Riddle and the Carter family this Saturday, May 31st at 7:30 p.m. Larry, tell us a bit about Leslie Riddle and his life.
Thank you, Steve. Leslie Riddle was born in Yancey County in 1905, and his parents separated when he was about 12, 13 years old. His mother and the children moved to Elizabethton, Tennessee, and Kingsport area, and they moved back and forth between here and Burnsville for the next several years. Leslie lived off and on between the two towns until he was in his mid-30s, and he got married and moved to Rochester, New York. He had two tragic accidents in an industrial accident in which he lost his right leg, an argument over a shotgun, and he lost his middle two fingers of his right hand. Of course, all of these accidents helped him concentrate on his music, and his Uncle Ed Martin helped him with the guitar quite a bit. And he was hanging out in the Kingsport area with Brownie McGee and Blind Lemon Jefferson and John Henry Lyons, playing music. Also, Porter Young of Burnsville played with him. And he ran into A.P. Carter on John Henry Lyons' porch on a Sunday morning, sometime about 1929. And he played the guitar and sang some for A.P. A.P. and the Carter family had just finished their initial recording sessions in Bristol, Tennessee, and they were looking for new material. Leslie says that A.P. took him home with him right then and there, and they traveled to Southern Appalachians over the next 5 to 7 years. A.P. would write down the lyrics, and Leslie could remember the melody. They go back to Macy Springs and rework some of the songs, and Leslie would teach them to A.P., Sarah, and Maybelle, and Maybelle picked up some guitar techniques from Leslie at the same time. He married Allie Ray sometime in the mid-1930s. Allie had family in Rochester. They moved up there and lived there from probably the 1940s until the 1970s, when Allie died and Leslie moved back to Asheville to live with his brother John. Maybelle Carter and the Carter sisters, June, Helen, and Anita, were with the Johnny Cash Show in Los Angeles. Mike Seeger, the new Lost City Ramblers, were on the same bill. And after Maybelle sang the Cannonball Blues, he asked her where she learned that, and she told him Leslie Riddle, Kingsport, Tennessee. So Mike set out to find this person, and eventually, with the help of Brownie McGee, whom Leslie had played with in Kingsport, found him in Rochester, and he talked Leslie into taking up the guitar again. He'd sold his guitar and got out of music completely. And he interviewed him extensively, and he recorded him and did all this in Leslie's home, did some of them in a barbershop where Leslie was ran a shoeshine stand. And he also got him on some of the big folk festivals at the time, Smithsonian, the Chicago Blues Festival, Mariposa Festival, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Allie died, and Leslie found out he had lung cancer. He moved back to Asheville and lived with his brother John Young until he died in 1979, and he's buried just outside of Burnsville at Horton Cemetery.
Thanks, Larry. A fascinating story about Leslie Riddle. Coming up this Saturday night, the Carolina Theater in downtown Spruce Pine will be hosting a tribute to Leslie Riddle and the Carter family this Saturday night at 7:30. Taking the stage in the concert will be Ron and Minnie Powell and the Lucky Streak Band, Roberta Whiteside, Rhonda Googs, Debbie Phillips and Ronnie Robinson, R.C. Bartling, Kevin Watkins, Tom Sparks, Driven, and Terry McKinney. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. You don't want to miss this one, folks. To reserve tickets, call 766-5522 or 1-800-838-3006. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.